This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. It's on in the Keystone State. Pennsylvania primary voters are finally having their say. Polls open bright and early at 7 this morning. It's been weeks since the last bout between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. About 4 million registered Democrats and 158 delegates are up for grabs. Pennsylvania is the largest state of the 10 yet to vote. Polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern. A Spanish warship is headed towards Somalia, where pirates have hijacked a Spanish fishing boat. Spanish press reports say the government is considering paying a ransom to the captors. Jerome Sokolowski is in Barcelona.
On Sunday, a group of men armed with grenade launchers boarded the Playa de Baquio. The fishing boat has a crew of 26 people, including Spaniards and Africans. Spanish press reports say the naval warship Mendez Nunez is still more than a day's sailing from the area. Once it arrives, the reports say, the frigate will have a deterrent role while the government tries to win the hostages' freedom through negotiations. Several weeks ago, France reportedly paid about $3 million to the hijackers of a luxury yacht with 30 people on board. But on April 11th, French commandos caught six of the suspected hijackers in a land chase in Somalia and recovered sacks of money. The suspects are now in Paris and face trial.
That's Jerome Sokolowski reporting from Barcelona. Church leaders in Zimbabwe say people are being tortured, kidnapped, even murdered for their political beliefs. Several religious leaders there put out a joint statement. They're calling for international help in ending the election crisis. Meanwhile, African leaders and the U.S. are trying to block a weapons shipment headed for Zimbabwe. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has the story.
The ship was turned away from South Africa last week when it tried to get permission to unload its cargo of weapons there. Mozambique refused to allow it to enter its territorial waters. It's now reported to be heading for Angola, but it appears likely that it won't be allowed to dock there either. The concern is that the weapons on board could be used by the government in Zimbabwe to try to suppress the opposition. For China, the controversy over the ship comes at a sensitive time, ahead of this summer's Olympic Games in Beijing, which have already provoked a series of protests over China's human rights record.
Sebastian Usher of the BBC reporting. More concern over dangerous baby bottles. Toys R Us is just the latest retailer to ban plastic baby bottles made with a possibly dangerous chemical. It's called Bisphenol A, that's BPA for short. It's not clear what it can do to babies, but animal research links it to cancer, obesity, and reproductive problems. Walmart is already phasing out bottles made with it. Canada may ban the bottles nationwide. The chemical also shows up in CDs, DVDs, eyeglasses, and other common products. The lawyer for a polygamous sect in West Texas is outraged about DNA sampling of children taken from the group. A judge ordered the test done to figure out who the children's parents are. The group's attorney says the state is using that as a back doorway to build a criminal case. Results won't be out for at least a month. So you can use your mobile phone or PDA to check your bank account and make transactions, but chances are you probably don't. A new study finds 90% of Americans don't use mobile banking. The numbers go up a little bit for 18 to 34-year-olds, about a fifth of them use their mobile devices for banking. That is the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark.